to his form, Radhani. So pretty. And on the eighth corner of Radha Kundi, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Nirvidya, and Dumbekha, and Devi, beautiful. And after that, thousand and thousand very beautiful robes around Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Also, Roop, Rati, Lavanga, Gulmanjari, Rati Manjari, Gullali Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Bilasi. Now, how many Manjari Kunda statues were? Around Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Dham, Sudham, Vasudham, So Krishna, Lavanga, and Krishna. Prominent eight Sahas. But they are given it to Sati. They don't live there. If there is one, sometimes they come, but very rare. And with her all Sati, singing, dancing, singing, so many things there. So Radha, Srimati Radhika with her all Sati is used to live there. Pleasing Krishna, serving Krishna, and Krishna, especially Krishna serving the Srimati Radhika. It is called Maha Yogpi. In Vrindavan Yogpi, where Vansida, where Dhamas and Rasai. But this is Maha Yogpi, more than that Yogpi. So beautiful all these things. Always you cannot imagine. So Radha Kund is so prominent. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, it was like a small scene, having so much water, and it was like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered, he asked that where is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. The name of that village was Arishgaon means Arishtasur Gaon. Arishtasur, Vishabhasa. So Arishgaon. So this is Arishgaon means Arishgaon. But where is Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda? He asked from so many old persons. They told them, we don't know where is Radha Kunda. But we know that this is Kalikshet and this is Gaurikshet. Kalikshet means black tail and Gauri, golden tail. Oh, Kali? Kali means tail, real tail. Not tail. And this is Radha. They were telling that Gauri Kunda, not Gauri Kunda, Gauri Kunda. And he took bath in that and declared that he was Shyam Kunda. When Abhay came there and discovered Vrindavan Dham, at first you know that Kamyaban was called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That here is known Yamuna. It is not nearer to Govardhan. Here is no Kali Hrada, no Brahma Hrada, Brahma Kunda, Bansi Bhat, Kuti Bhat. So how you can? Vallabhachar came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he told that Kamyaban is in that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. This is Kamyaban and this is. And he discovered all these forest, all the places. One day, Emperor Akbar Mohammedan came. He was coming. Took left and left horses and soldiers, army. His horses and elephants were so much thirsty. Himself he was thirsty. So by that way he was passing. He told to anyone that is there any deep pond where we can take water? They told, villagers told, no, there is no so much pond, but you can take water from the Vistalic head and Dolic head. Emperor told that it is not enough for only one horse or any elephant. They can take all that. No harm, you should bring all. And he came with all their soldiers and elephants and horses, black and light, horses and so many elephants. They began to drink and water was not. All their satisfied with their father never came down. Emperor was so much impressed. And he wanted to make it more deep and deep. But he could not do it. After this, Raghunath Das Goswami came. And he wanted to do it. But he was so much worried that this is Chintamani here. Water is Swayam Amritam, nectar. Why I wish like this? So he was repenting. At the same time, a very big businessman, Paisawala, he came there. And he told that Badrinarayan has sent me. And he has told me in dreams that you should go to Radhakund and tell Raghunath Das Goswami that I have ordered me to give money for that and you should make it so. He went to Raghunath Das Goswami and told that I want to help you in this. He refused, I don't want to. But Badrinarayan came to his dream and told that you must do. Then he took some money and money. He did first Radhakund in four corners. Very good. Because Srimati Radhika is so sorrow, simple. But then he began to do Shyamkund. Krishna is always crooked. Everything of him is crooked. So when he began to make a square, then there were so many trees here and there. He wanted to cut out. But in realized they were weeping and praying Raghunath Das. We are here doing Aradhana of Krishna at the bank of Radhas. So don't sit. Then he told that, oh, Krishna wants to be like Krishna. So he made it like. Now what state is he? It is made by Raghunath Das. This covered part made by Raghunath Das. Here once Radha and Krishna were playing. At once, a demon, he took the shape of bull and wanted to kill Krishna, Balarev and all of them. Huh? Or anywhere else. But Krishna very suddenly took the two fists of and he did like so in the corn and he died. Gopis were there. Gopis asked and told Krishna that you cannot touch us because you have gohatya. You have cows. I'm not killed a cow, but that was demon. Anyhow, he was in the shape of cow or bull. You have killed it. So you cannot touch. Then how can I touch? Without touch, I cannot leave. But you should be impure, pure. How? Go to Sagar, all this of world, and then take bath and then come. Krishna smiled and called all the fish there. They came in stage. They were praying and told that what service may be due to you. Become what you should become water in this. And with his what is this? Hill. With hell his give him impression and that become a very big. Then at once Parshni Prakhatam Vishabhadanuj then they became all water and that pond was full. And Krishna took bath. He told that and now I am pure. I can touch you. Never. You are making a pond without your help. And you should take bath there and then you will be pure. So Krishna did it by his help and they from here. Very like this. And it's a very big pond. But no water. From where water should come? Krishna told it to take from my pond. And he told all the that is hidden way you should go in this pond, new pond. Gopis refused that we don't want to touch your any water from this pool. We will go to Mansi Ganga in Govardhan and we will bring water from there and they took lakhs and lakhs pots and began to go, but all this is lie down on the way and all waiting Srimati Radhike we want to touch. Why you are going there? When they were doing so, Srimati Radhika was so rich and he allowed. At one, in the two, on a way was there and they entered. Then Krishna took bath and then he touched. This is the Radha. Here Srimati Radhika is himself, Radha, Krishna. But supremacy of Radha Kunda, Rupa Goswami has glorified it. Everywhere there is glorification of Radha Kunda. If anyone go and touch the water and take Atman, or if anyone go and take bath, Swamiji also tell him that he will have the mercy of to serve Mati Radhika. So we cannot tell more glory of Radha Kunda than this. But we should try to know what is Radha. More superior than any place in it has been told that in Vinda Vipanam Suramnam Api Vrindavan is so beautiful. Rasa is going on there. and Giriraj Govardhan so glorious. But they will cannot be compared to Radha Kund. One lakh part, even. Never. Understand what I am saying? What? Even Radha Kund, one lakh part can be comparison to Vrindavan. What? So what to tell other sisters of Raja? So is their glory of Radha. Very high. So he is telling that if anyone Buddhiman, then he can touch a very little glory of Radha. And then he wants to serve Srimati Radhika. If Krishna is ready to give his service, but they will say nothing. If Radhika Mati is not there, Asa Bharayam Sind Mayai Kathankit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kri Sampatamhi Sanket Kripa Mayi Vidhastasi Naivati Nishmani Prajena Varoru Bakarina. I don't have anything for Krishna. I don't want to live in Radha Kund and Govardhan. Nothing. I don't want to also to serve Krishna. I don't want to. If Radhika is not. But if I will hear that Srimati Radhika has gone to Dwarka to serve Krishna, at once I will fly without any invitation, anything. And if I know that only Srimati Radhika is in Radha Kund, Krishna is not there, no harm I will be there. I want to be in Radha Kund, even hearing the chattering and pattering of all villagers. I want to be there. I want to take their eminence and hearing their worldly talking, Gramya Katha. But I don't want to go to heaven or anywhere in Vaikuntha or anywhere in Braja. Living this place. So this place is then karmibhya parato hare priyate ajya vyakti yaju jnaninah tebhyo jnan vimukta bhakti paramah premaika निष्ठास्तुपाल पंकज तत्भ्यो अचाराधिका प्रेक्षा तदीय तदीय सरसी तंग नाशे कह कृति
is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, jnani, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained fame, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her kunda, lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kunda and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feeling of Dravati Pa render loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastime? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radhakunda are the most fortunate people in the universe.
I see that so many devotees go to Barsana. So many. And they like it more. They want to go in Gwaharban. Gwaharban, you know? There, Mangarh, Dangarh, Vilasgarh, Morkoti, all are there. Srimati Radhika playing with Krishna in so many ways. I think that all the Brajavasis, they think that this Varsana is superior than any place. But they don't know all these things. If anyone wants to know the glories of Radha, they should read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Chapter 7 of Brihad Bhagavatamrita first, and also 7th chapter of 2nd verse. Why Radhakund is so? Why Krishna has come from Vrindavan and he is living in Dwarka? Why an ordinary devotee cannot answer all these questions? Those who know the glories of Srimati Radha Prem, they can tell something. Rohini Devi, the mother of Baldev Prabhu, Uddhav, because he was there, and also after that Baldev Prabhu has come there, they can tell anything about this Radhakunda. Braja, why Krishna left Vrindavan, Braja, and he came to Dwarka? There are so many reasons hidden behind. Krishna wanted to satisfy gopis, but he could not do it. Napareham nirvadya sanyuja. Why? You know there are two things in prem. Separation mood and meeting sambho. When Krishna meets gopis, become so happy. And in separation, they become so unhappy. At that time, anyone cannot touch the glory of gopis. When Buddha went there, he saw the glory of gopis, like Mount Himalayan mountain, like this. And he became a dust. Krishna sent him to see all these things, realize all these things. Krishna tells his Dwarka to his friend, telling that I want to be in Vrindavan Braja, always in Radha, but I cannot be there. Why? Because the love and affection of gopis are so high that in separation they feel like meeting, and in meeting they feel like, and it is very, very painful to me. Sometimes Srimati Radhika is sitting in my lap, and with Madhumangal came, Madhumangal saw that it is Srimati Radhika ji Prabhupada left him.
Yes.
So he took a sting and he took that tree very far away. And he returned and told that I have driven Madhusudan, he cannot come ever any. And he returned. And hearing this, he was in the lap of Krishna. He became fine. Oh Krishna, I have. He was in the lap of Krishna. But he took separation that he was. Once Krishna was anywhere else, and Sri Radhika was feeling separation. Krishna saw that in separation, he became so absorbed that he saw a tamal tree and he embraced that tamal. Oh, you have returned. And she was laughing, joking to Krishna. Some people, Sana Marvani, taunting me. That tree, that as if Krishna. Sometimes he saw in separation Srimati Radhika was kissing darkness. Oh, this darkness. And they wanted to embrace that darkness, that thinking that what high class of frame is in Radha Kunda in Srimati Radhika. He cannot satisfy them. Because when he will come to satisfy them, playing with them, but they will think of future separation and they will be always tense. I cannot see all these things. If they will see, they are more observed in separation. Life is missing. I cannot satisfy. There, this mode will increase and they will be bitterly and they will be tense. Srimati Radhika is telling to her Sati, Sati, I feel better when I become senseless. And at that time when I am senseless, forgetting all these things. But why do you try to make me senseless? At that time I okay. But when I will return my senses, then again, why do you do this? You are like my enemy. Can anyone tell me about these things? So this is the glory of a special of Radha Kunda, where all these modes are there. And frame is like a power flooded vanya. Where frame by Chitta is there. There is Samarji is like what Samarji can send part. What is he? Chitra Jalpa, Prajalpa, Su Jalpa, Dhi Jalpa, Anu Jalpa. And there are so many things. He cannot be. So I think that Samarji Bhaji Bhakti and mixed amalgamated with karma and jnana. Oh, it will not be sufficient to come in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Sampradaya. If you are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, you will have to be Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? Or don't take the name of Rupanuga, otherwise you will be sufficient. What is this significance of Rupanuga? Who was Rupanuga? What he did? What is his special service? What are his modes? And then anyone can be Rupanuga. Rupanuga means to serve Srimati Radhika is Rupanuga. So this book has given some light out of it, some out of it. But any realized soul can explain all these things, and he can give the impression by this. Srila Rupa Goswami has made this for only this purpose, and that is why Swamiji, he could not write explanation of Siddhastha, Manasiddha, and all other, but he saw that this book is so important. So I said, explanation of this. But those who will go only, first is Loka Bako Vedah Manasa, Bako Vedah Manasa, Bako Vedah Manasa, Bako Vedah. And it is all right, and skip it. It is sufficient for us. We are not qualified to Bako Vedah Manasa. We can do. How? Samiji has come to give all these Rupanu thoughts and lines to us. So we should not be hopeless, we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness in these lines. Gaur Premani. Thank you.
heart extension guru, railway counter guru, command guru guru, not that. This means spiritual master, means spiritual master. Deksha means deksha. Deksha means not deksha. Krishna means his level. This philosophy should not enter our head. If it ever enters our head, we have to be reading Bhagavad Gita. We are destroyed. Sarvanash hoive. Vada Bhashya Sunile, hoive Sarvanash. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is Mayavad. Mayavad can also come from the mouth of people who wear Urdhva Pundra. Be careful. I suffered it. So I know what it is. You don't know. Because you are all innocent goats. You are coming to this, shaking your head like this, yes, Prabhu, bliss. But you don't know. Vedic culture is very dangerous. Very dangerous. It can stick you right in the material existence forever. And you will have a big sticker on your head and nothing inside. This way.
This is
the danger of Vedic culture. Srila Prabhupada did a surgery. Jnana Timuran Dasya Jnana Vishalakaya. He took the system and he cut it by his logic, by his argument, by translating the songs of Brahmacharya, by giving the interpretation, the real interpretation of Bhagavad Gita as it is. He smashed this danger of Vedic culture. Actually, he did not just destroy modern civilization, he also destroyed the modern civilization of Vedic culture. And you may be thankful to Srila Prabhupada society because he took out of your dope and LSD crack and everything. We are thankful to Srila Prabhupada society because he simply took us out of this illusion of Vedic culture. So in this way, both sides of the world are benefited by both sides. Sri Krishna gave the nectar with demigods. He gave a plan to destroy demons. Srila Prabhupada gave the nectar to all demons. He changed the demon into a devotee and gave the nectar. So this is Prabhupada's movement. Srila Prabhupada's movement is the ultimate thing, mystery of the living entity. Ultimate thing. So, if you want to understand that, then proper instruction is what we should do. He says, not partially study a book, just to pose one as a great scholar, being able to refer to scripture. This is a very important point. So many scriptures they quote. These people who quote scripture, they should read this Prabhupada. One should not really study a book, just to oneself as a great scholar, being able to refer to scripture. Nowadays they quote to many scriptures, Baba, even Swami does not know. This ex-ISKCON devotee, so much literature, even Jiva Goswami does not know. They quote so much. He says, no, that's not the system. In our Krishna consciousness, we have therefore limited study of Vedic scriptures to Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chirashamrita Sindhu. You have noted that in all. Finally, the whole Vedic literature boils to this book, Nectar of the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srimad Bhagavat Puran, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavatam is also the 10th canto, available already in Krishna book. And the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada gave in the form of LC. So this is his act, skeleton of studying, given it in his own book, from Madhya Leela. Chaitamrita, chapter 2, verse 1-1. This is not coming from my dream. Don't believe dreams. Madhu Sastra Acharya. Madhu Sastra Acharya Swapu. No dreams. Reality. These works are sufficient for purposes. Proper. habitual for unbelieving of the philosophy, spreading of missionary activity all over the world. These are adequate. Nectar of devotion, as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you know these four books, that is enough to preach over the world, according to Prabhupada, who is the one who preached all over the world. With his realization, proved it, he did it. Not he is simply giving his stuff. Yeah, pitti vitti. Mutto nogoro adhikaram. Mahaprabhu bole chanto. That's not his doing. Did it. He did it. There's nothing wrong in glory one spiritual master. This is not offending anybody else. My Guru Maharaj did it. I'm sorry. He did it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know all the Vedas, Sutra, everything you do. There's nothing that you do. No. This is the promise by the person who proved it. The use of taking it from work who did not do anything. Take it from the man did it. He is the one who did that job. And he is the one who was successful. So, from him. He became successful. How many are that to make profit? Did the job. Give the credit to him. Follow his instruction. I have done. I have spoken. Very clear. That is what we were told in the last days. We have to speak as Prabhupada spoke. And we have to do as Prabhupada did. And that while preaching, anything else is just creating. Simply creating like cockroach in the night. Wang, wang, wang. And you can quote scriptures with big, 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 big. You can go quoting like that. What's the use? Here is a gentleman who did it. And he has given us the system of we to run away with their part now and drag it on our head. No. So this should be fought. Krishna consciousness has come here to stay. But we should be staying in consciousness. If we read too many books, too many Christians, listen to too many grand devotees, then what will happen? Then our devotional spirit will be crushed. I will bring back and we will become hippies. See, Prabhupada made hippies happy. But my request is, please, happy, bring happy, don't become hippie again. If you want to become, I am not interested in becoming hippie. Very sorry. We are not interested in becoming hippie. We are happy and we will be happy. Don't be clean hippies. Hippies who take back. This is called sadhu. In India, hippie was there. What is the difference between Indian hippie and foreign hippie? Foreign hippie does not take bath. Indian hippie takes bath. That is the only difference. He has all the hallucinations. Without a crack, he is seeing all the outside right there. This is Indian hippie. I was one of them. This soul can impart knowledge to you because he has seen this. I have seen this. Of being Indian hippie. Sitting there thinking, hence the far out things. The foreign hippie, he has to, only when he puts inside, then the mind goes to. Indian hippie, his mind is always from the beginning. He is Indian, you see. He's got his blood, Krishna in his blood, flesh in his belly, and nothing. So this is a very the distraction that Vedic culture is more dangerous, physically speaking, than modern civilization. Modern civilization brings to the point of frustration. But the Vedic civilization keeps you in peace. You are actually frustrated, but you will not miss it. Why are you preaching this in India? In India, everything is all right. Krishna, only India, Rama, only India. Yeah, Buddha killed. Jin Gandhi killed everybody. Yeah. Why you're preaching it? It is Bharat Bhumi. You don't have to preach to him. This is the result of improperly following.